zoning number one at Sterling Lion Parkway West of Keniston Boulevard, DAZ. Oh, sorry, Zed. I was in the States all weekend. 212/2010. Do we have the proponents here? That'll be you, Mr. O'Neill.
Do you need to read out that information?
Perhaps I'll do that the next.
Okay.
Just for the record.
Sorry, Danielle.
I'm going to make a copy for you, if you don't mind. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, I'm Paul McNeil of the MMM Group, and I'm here representing the owners and developers of the property. The application that we have filed, as is reported in the planner's report, is fairly straightforward. When we came forward on the original rezoning on this site a little better than a year ago in the spring of 2009, the bulk of the site was, the zoning that we requested on the bulk of the site was C4, and we had left the western edge of the southerly site as a commercial mixed use, a CMU district. That was based on a number of plans that were in place at the time, and I'd just like to walk through very briefly a history for you, and that's the package of material that I've just handed out. So the first page in that package illustrates the area of the site that we're asking to be zoned from C4, and that's consistent with the bulk of the rest of the site, with the exception of the remaining CMU, commercial mixed use, that would remain in the southwest corner. On page number 2, this is the material that we presented before Community Committee at my last presentation on the site plan approval, and you've seen this material before, but just in terms of consistency, this illustrates the north and south sites, and in particular, the change in design concept that we're moving forward with. In the original design concept, which is sheet number 4 in the package, if I could just direct you to that, the one that says overall concept plan, this was what was presented at the public hearing in March of 2009 when we moved forward. At that time, we were anticipating developing what would be considered more of a traditional large format or big box site on the north side. The south side included the IKEA store plus some other retail, with phase 3 as an undefined phase at that point. We later came back with a plan that illustrated a hotel to be located in the mixed-use area adjacent to Fort White. And subsequently, over the last number of months, as this site has evolved and as we've been talking to Fort White, and we've recently met with Fort White again, there have been some concerns expressed on Fort White's board about having a hotel that close to the proximity of their property, because the hotel would be a higher profile, would be a multi-story building, whereas retail was single-story in height, or 20-foot typical ceiling in the retail format. So partly as a result of those discussions and partly as an evolving site, and as I've described before, it's moved away from being a big box center to a bit of a hybrid with some big boxes, including IKEA and 3 other proposed boxes, but the bulk of the retail has now moved into a shopping center site, which has also changed our thoughts about how we might handle the CMU, the commercial mixed use. Some of those retailers that we thought might be within this area are now ending up within the mall. As a result of that, we are proposing that we develop a large format retail store on the western edge of the site in the area that we've asked to rezone to CMU. And because of the size restrictions in CMU, you're actually not allowed or permitted to develop larger retail within CMU. So to be able to develop this store, we needed the C4 zoning. And so that's a very brief overview of the whole concept. We've met with Fort White. Mr. Nozick had met previously with Councillor Clement to go through the concept, so Bill was aware of this before we moved forward with the application. And with that, Mr. Chair, I think I will conclude and be prepared to answer any questions that you may have.
Thank you.
So, Paul, whereabouts is the hotel going now then?
I go to sheet number 3, which is the north side. The hotel is in the upper right-hand corner, which is in the northeast part of the site. And that's the furthest removed, both from Fort White as well as from the residential in South Tuxedo. The land immediately to the north of that site is the Capion Barracks and their larger warehouses. And, of course, it's industrial on the other side of the site. We actually think this is a great location for the hotel. It's the area of least conflict, and it's probably one of the most visible locations for a hotel to be on the site.
Any other questions, Scott?
No, pretty straightforward. I mean, it makes sense. It sounds like the community is more supportive of this. And
Paul, when you say future development in the, you know, what is that, the southwest corner?
Yes.
Have you got a guess of what that might be?
There are two options.
A water park?
I think I can say fairly confidently not a water park.
Okay.
The two types of development that have been under consideration, one has been ongoing discussions with Fort White Alive. Fort White has been musing about doing some residential within their property, and there's a possibility that this would be developed as residential in conjunction with Fort White. But that's a fairly long way down the road because Fort White hasn't put any of those plans forward at this point, and it would be inappropriate for me to suggest that they're proposing residential. The other more likely use would be an office park within that area. We have a cap on the amount of retail that we can put on the site as a result of the original approval. Based on traffic patterns on the site, we can develop 1.5 million square feet of retail. And the proposed plan that we have in front of you in concept takes that to the maximum. So this would not be retail. It would be another use, and office use, in my mind, is probably the most logical use. And the reason you can accommodate office and retail is that the peak hours for the traffic are different for an office use than a retail use.
But if you did want to do more than 1.5 million in retail, you could just come back.
We would have to, first of all, submit a new traffic report to the Public Works Department to justify why we felt we could do more than 1.5. The 1.5 was driven by the capacity of the intersection of Keniston and Sterling Lyon based on our projections for traffic for that area. We felt that was the maximum amount of traffic we could continue to manage and have the intersection continue to operate at a level of service that's acceptable to the Public Works Department. If our forecasts are wrong, for example, and we under-forecasted, and if we can come back and demonstrate that to the Public Works Department to their satisfaction, there is a possibility that we can then ask that the cap be raised in accordance with those numbers.
In a perfect world, would you want more than 1.5 million in retail? Or?
I think most landowners would prefer to have more retail than less, but on the other hand, at 1.5 million square feet, this is becoming a very, very large retail center. I think there are also perhaps some upper limits to what's practical or functional in that respect. I think I can say quite openly and honestly, we're not looking at making that change. That hasn't been proposed. And we're a number of years away from developing the site to the point where we would even be in a position to go back and talk to Public Works about it.
Just kind of interrelated to it, but you know, all the road construction is happening right now.
The off-site road construction is underway right now, and that's a two-year construction period through 2011. The fall, we expect to have all of the off-site, that is Keniston Boulevard, Sterling Line, and the improvements.
How far does that go southbound?
Northbound it goes to Taylor Avenue.
It does.
So we are widening Keniston to 6 lanes through to the Taylor intersection and then a transition just north of Taylor.
That going under the bridge is here?
Yes, under the bridge it'll be a full 6 lanes and then to the south side of the site and then transitions back to the 4 lanes. And Sterling Line Parkway will be upgraded from 2 lane to a 4 lane through the intersection of McCreary, Shaftesbury, and Wilkes.
Just one other question, just on the global plan since we've got here. What is the estimated time of build-out for the 1.5?
Based on the current schedule, and this is not being committed by the retailers, we are currently working on an estimated construction start on the buildings next spring of 2012, with a, sorry, spring of 2000 and, Well, actually, that's for the on-site improvements. I guess the actual building construction. IKEA requires about 17 to 18 months to build their store. So they're looking, if they're going to open in spring of 2013, that's the number I'm working backwards from, that's the anticipated opening date of the mall itself, and if IKEA is on board, the same time for IKEA, which would be spring of 2013. So they would need to start construction on their store, and the mall would need to start by the fall of 2011. Full build-out will really depend on how quickly some of the other sites develop. But with the mall and IKEA, that represents about two-thirds of the overall site. And I think the hotel and one or two of the other major retailers would follow or be in the same time frame. We originally anticipated a build-out time of up to 8 years once it started construction. I think more realistically we'll be at over 90% within 4 years. There's been a very, very strong positive reception by retailers to this site.
I have no further questions.
That's
all I got, too.
Okay, thank you.
Unless you get paid by the hour, we could ask you some more. I don't know what these schedules are like.
Thank you very much.
Okay, Mr. Chair, I'm ready to move the report of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
All those in favor, opposed, carried.
We don't need to read this.
I'll read it at the next.
At the next
juncture, yeah.
All move that the receipt of public representation be concluded.